I don't know if anyone would know what the fuck I was talking about. Like, I'm trying to think of the ones that I saw, like, DTF. I had a joke with DTF in it, and I thought, who says DTF anymore? Like, down to fuck. Like, but last year, I swear, man, I could just say, like, DTF to a girl as a joke, or talk about another girl being DTF. And, like, that would be, like, enough information for her to know that she's down to fuck.
Exactly. But then is the pattern still pretty much the same? Like, I mean, cause you gotta understand, you know, like, say if you go to a funeral, a girl's grandmother's funeral, and you like, hey, DTF, you know, say, you know, and you know, you know, the context is probably like a little bit, you know, like, yeah.
Like,
you know, maybe
a year ago or 2 years ago, I was always saying you only live once. But fuck, man, I can't say you only live once anymore. Like, Drake's killed it. So now I can't just say to someone, you know, you gotta do it, you only live once. Because the person will just be like, they're immune to that phrase now.
Yeah, there is that, you know what I mean? And I mean, it's so important to know the science behind, that's why we're teaching and showing you the science behind what's really going on instead of the words itself. You know what I mean? So, you know, so say like, you know, 15 years from now, you know what I'm saying? 95% of Picassos on the market are, you know, I don't know, you know, not, a, I mean, I don't know. I don't know. But, you know, say every single Picasso has burned in a fire. You see what I'm saying? Except for like a few. Okay. And so it's brought the value of the Picasso up, you know, 5,000%. You see what I'm saying? And I'm associated with that. Okay. What's that going to make people think when they listen to this audio?
Mm-hmm.
So ultimately, when you're making comparisons and stuff like this, okay, you want to be able to, what's the word, like, look at things and people as stock, almost. You see what I'm saying? So say like the stock of Mercedes-Benz in the 80s is a lot higher than it is today. You see what I'm saying? So say like the equivalent for Mercedes-Benz today is of the 80s is Maserati today. You see what I'm saying? You know, and so, you know, having a Mercedes-Benz was more of a big deal in the 80s than it is today because, you know, leasing and credit is a new concept, you know, pretty much started in the 70s. Was when credit got really big, but before the 70s there was no real credit, you know what I mean? So therefore, you know, the world was a lot different. You see what I mean? And so nowadays, you know, anybody could get a freaking Mercedes-Benz. You know what I'm saying? So like the value behind it has sort of, it's not like, you know, it was, you know, once. You see what I'm saying? And so, you know, you got to be able to look beyond that, be smart enough, because there's some idiots out there who actually think that, you know, just because you got a hot car, you know, you're everything. You know what I'm saying? You know, you got to be able to be smarter than that, look beyond that, you know, have a better mind for, you know, for that kind of thing. You see what I mean? And so just me bringing this up, you know, changed your mentality. So say if I said to you know, there's some chick or something like this, right? And I like pulled her with certain type of keywords or phrases like Maserati or something like this, you know what I'm saying? And then I might say, oh, you know, there's some silly ass fucking girls, and say we're already making out and stuff, and I say, oh, there's some silly ass girls out there that, you know what I'm saying, you know, that think just because you have a Maserati you're rich, you know what I'm saying? Like, I gotta have a freaking Ford Focus and be richer than if I have a Maserati. You see what I'm saying? And you know, or I might say, you know, the average million in America drives a three-year-old American car or something like this, and I could say that, and so there, you know, that's sort of like the deal right there. You know what I mean? That's the really important thing, you know, that people don't realize is, like, you gotta take stock in what's going on. You've got to take a deep, profound inventory of what and who you're dealing with. Girls do this silly shit all the time. You know what I'm saying? They just kiss the ass of whoever's got money. You know what I'm saying? And so after a while, guys stop trusting them. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know what I'm saying? Like believe in the man, not the objective. You see what I'm saying? Believe in the man, not the, you know what I'm saying? So for example, right? Mm-hmm. Suppose I, and this is a plan of mine, okay? Because I plan to get in the fashion community and fashion industry real big, okay? That's one of my biggest dreams, okay? So say this is and this is how like manipulative, easily manipulated and swayed the world is. And I'm not just saying this to be a douche. I'm just being real. I'm being completely honest. You know what I'm saying? This is how it really is, okay? I could get girls that I think are really hot, because what I think is hot and what society thinks is hot is two different things, right? Uh-huh. Okay, and I could put them in advertisements. I could sign them. I could you know, take a whole bunch of pictures and all this other types of stuff for pennies on the dollar. Okay, you know what I'm saying? Nudes, the whole nine yards. Girls like Cindy Crawford, the hottest girls in the world. Okay, but nobody knows their name yet. Yeah. Okay, and then I get this stock reserve, and then I push them out there in all these magazines. I put them, you know, pump them through my magazines. I pump them through my network, so to speak. And next thing you know, they're the most popular girls in the world. They're the most beautiful girls in the world. They're so graceful. They're so beautiful. Oh my gosh, she's so gorgeous, and all this other types of stuff. Okay, then these pictures that I have in the vault of freaking Cindy Crawford or whoever chick, whatever, you know what I'm saying, are so valuable, okay? And I got her at a point where I was paying pennies on the dollar, okay? And not only is she posing in my magazines, she's also, you know, assigned to my model management company. You see what I'm saying? And so I own, you know, some of the best work that she's ever going to do at one of the most vulnerable, young, hot stages that she's ever going to be at. You know what I mean? Let me pause this right quick.